Author's note. The social problem I chose is imposter syndrome. End quote. The imposter syndrome, or the misrepresentation in academic life, end quote. Botella and Roulette state, quote, there is a growing sense of anxiety and self-doubt about the legitimacy of our profession and our position within it, end quote. When discussing imposter syndrome, most cases of imposter syndrome lie within high-ranking individuals who attribute their work as meaningless to society or their success to luck or coincidence, rather than hard work and consistent effort. Many of the sources I have referenced have authors mentioned that they have also experienced this syndrome firsthand, and many of their colleagues do as well. The writers of this article speak about the growing population of people in academia facing this issue. This feeling of self-doubt, feeling of not belonging, and overall lack of self-worth attributes to this issue. It was first officially named in 1978 by psychologists Pauline Rose Clance and Suzanne Amy, originally naming it a phenomenon rather than a syndrome. People working in higher education, such as graduate schools in their PhD programs, tend to have stress in accepting that their effort and success allow them to be where they are.